Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about Senator Kerry's wife yesterday really going off on a reporter and telling him to shove it.
You know what the question is? Say that I called this an un-American activity. I did not. Are you on the Tribune Review?
Yes, I am.
Of course.
Come here.
Understandable. You said something I didn't say. Now shove it.
Yes.
Oh. In the political world, that's a pretty big deal.
Now shove it.
Yeah, you tell a reporter to shove it, that's a big deal. Who knows if it's going to inevitably lose him the election, but Jeff had a thought after hearing that.
Like, you know, that there are certain situations where your significant other can step across the bounds. The story that I heard was a woman sitting at a, you know, house closing, and obviously the family had borrowed money. And if you've ever purchased a house, I mean, every T has to be crossed and I has to be dotted and everything has to be perfect. So they had borrowed money from his or her parents and put it in an account so it looked like they were, you know, had enough cash to buy this particular house. And at the closing, she says to her husband, "It's a good thing my parents were willing to loan us all that cash, so it looks like we have the money for the down payment in the bank." And they pulled the closing attorney, and the mortgage person was sitting right there, and they pulled the mortgage
now
from her at the closing.
If Crash wasn't Teflon Crash, then something that happened at a holiday party with Lady Crash probably could have got him fired also.
Teflon Crash.
Totally, man. And that was the thing with Lady Crash. Didn't she flash her boobs to the general manager?
Yeah. Was it our Christmas party? Or I don't remember what it was. It was probably numerous occasions. But yeah, she did that. She lifted up her shirt and show the GM.
I mean, there's other ones, too. I mean, there's, I believe, Lady Crash grabbing the butts of the general manager and the general manager's wife as they attempted to leave my birthday party.
Oh, that was me.
But oh, that was you. Okay.
I grabbed, yeah.
Yeah, so he would have been getting himself in trouble, which is something different. But so, hey,
yeah.
Scott.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, my situation is pretty much the same thing. My ex-wife, now ex-wife, wanted to go to work for the same company that I did. She had a bad problem spending money, so I put her on my checking account like most married people do. She ended up bouncing checks, so bank ended up closing the account. Basically, after that, the company she went to work for, like I said, with my company, she took a customer's checkbook, wrote over $600 worth of checks on it. Loss Prevention came out and talked to her. She called me, and I said, you know, well, talk to them. You have nothing to do with it, didn't you? And all of a sudden, complete silence, and I knew right then she did.
And you got fired for that?
No, I didn't. Fortunately, I had a very good rapport with my district manager, and I went and told him I had nothing to do with it. He said, if we knew that you had something to do with it, they would have been out there talking to you also. But I still felt like I was in the background of it. So,
wow. Like they just looked at you differently.
Exactly. And I was working my way up the corporate ladder, and I wanted to get higher and higher. And I knew that if I stayed there, I would not be able to happen. That would not be able to happen.
Especially with her by your side, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so friends
of
mine came over to the house, and they said, you know, we know you didn't have nothing to do with it, but you've got to prove to your people that you didn't. So in about 2.5 hours, they helped me move out of the house and move away.
Wow.
I made that hard mistake one time of hiring a girlfriend where I worked. It's when I was working for a place called Traffic Scan, and I hired my ex-girlfriend at the time to be a secretary. And she was just miserable with jobs. I mean, she was constantly losing jobs and getting fired, and she was always just so mean. And then it actually was a big talk around the whole station area, like, how are we going to get rid of Crash's girlfriend without, you know, hurting Crash? Because I had such a great rapport. And eventually she wound up quitting and literally almost saving my job because people were hating me.
Yeah.
Because she was such a, woo!
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hey.
I used to be an assistant director at a daycare center that was owned by a church. And I had previously messed around with one of the girls that worked there. My now ex-husband at the time, my husband, was at a big party with us, and some of my other coworkers were there. And he decided, while he was drunk, to spill the beans and tell all them that I had messed around with this other girl.
Oh, no! No!
Can't happen.
Hello? That right there is going to be my Verizon commercial. I'm not even going to talk in it. That's it.
Oh, are you back?
Are you back?
Yes.
Okay, we missed the last half of that.
Oh, okay. I actually have Verizon, too.
Damn it. That's not going to go over well.
That will not be the commercial.
Good idea. Not going to use it.
All right, so once again, you mess around with a girl and your husband...
Yes.
Ends up telling everybody about it?
He tells everyone at a big party that we had, and a lot of my coworkers were there. So they went back and told the director of the daycare center, and I was kind of the outcast at that point. I didn't stay there much longer because life was a living hell after that.
So he was, like, bragging to everybody there, like, my wife hooking up with this other chick.
We had and I wonder how many of these involve alcohol, because we had a girl in our Christmas party one year who ended up getting so hammered that she was licking the ice sculpture at the company Christmas party.
And that's never good.
And her husband, who had also had several drinks, explained to us that was no big deal because last year, as a joke, it was like a Hawaiian theme, and she got up on the table and tried to mount the pig.
Oh!
And he told the whole room that.
God, if you're repulsing Crash Clark, you've really done an offense.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, mine's not as great as the last one, but it's close. It also involves alcohol. My boyfriend and I were in all the same classes in college, and we went to a party of a family of friends because I grew up in the same town as my college. And the son of our professor, Dr. Paul, was there at the party, and I'm talking to him and trying to help out our grades because we weren't doing so great in that class. And my boyfriend walks up pretty drunk, and I go, "Hey, Dave, this is Dr. Paul," and he goes, "Oh, I hate Dr. Paul." And he starts going on and on about this professor and how bad he is. And he didn't quite get that this was his son, and it ruined the rest of our semester.
See, these right here are great calls and a great reason why we should go back to Prohibition. Because all of these have to do with alcohol,
it's true.
Man.
It's so
no
true.
Alcohol.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.